It's February in Ontario. The snowbanks are high, the sun is Mia by 5 p.m., and your energy levels? Let's just say they're running on fumes. If you feel exhausted, no matter how much you sleep you seem to get, you're not alone. The post-winter fatigue is real, and factors like seasonal affective disorder, SAD, poor sleep quality, and diet can all be dragging you down. But the good news? With a few lifestyle tweaks, you can start feeling refreshed and ready to take on your busy days in no time. Common culprits behind fatigue. 1. Seasonal affective disorder, SAD, and lack of sunlight. Winter and the early months of spring in Canada means limited daylight hours, and for many, this leads to seasonal affective disorder, a type of depression triggered by reduced exposure to sunlight. Less sun means lower vitamin D levels and a disruption in your body's production of serotonin and melatonin, key hormones that regulate mood and sleep. Fix it. Try a light therapy box for 20 to 30 minutes each morning to mimic natural sunlight. Getting outside, even on overcast days, can also help, as can vitamin D supplements. Talk to your doctor before starting one. 2. Poor sleep quality, not just lack of sleep. You might be clocking in the recommended 7 to 9 hours of sleep, but if you wake up groggy, something's off. Factors like blue light exposure before bed, caffeine too late in the day, consuming alcohol or an inconsistent sleep schedule could be affecting your sleep quality. Fix it. Create a wind-down routine. Ditch screens at least an hour before bed, avoid caffeine after 2 p.m., and keep your bedroom cool and dark. Consistency is key, so try to go to bed and wake up at the same time every day, yes, even on weekends if possible. 3. Dehydration. Feeling sluggish? There's a strong chance you might just be dehydrated. Even mild dehydration can lead to fatigue, headaches, and difficulty concentrating. Fix it. Aim for at least 2 to 3 liters of water per day. If plain water isn't your thing, herbal teas or adding a splash of lemon can make hydration more appealing. A good rule of thumb? If you're not peeing light yellow, drink up. 4. Nutrient deficiencies. Low iron, vitamin B12, and magnesium levels can all contribute to feeling constantly drained. If you're experiencing dizziness, shortness of breath, or brain fog alongside fatigue, a deficiency could be at play. Fix it. Incorporate iron-rich foods, like spinach, lentils, and red meat, B12 sources, eggs, dairy, and fortified cereals, and magnesium-rich foods, almonds, dark chocolate, and bananas, as well as a magnesium supplement before bed into your diet. If you suspect a deficiency, a simple blood test can confirm if supplements are needed. 5. Too much caffeine. Your morning coffee might be a non-negotiable, but too much caffeine, especially later in the day, can backfire. It spikes cortisol, your stress hormone, disrupts sleep, and can lead to an energy crash mid-afternoon. Fix it. Keep caffeine intake to 400 milligrams or less per day, about 4 small cups of coffee, and swap out that 3 p.m. coffee for an herbal tea or a quick walk outside to boost your energy naturally. 6. Sedentary lifestyle. If your day consists of sitting at a desk, commuting, and then crashing on the couch, your body might not be getting the movement it needs to function optimally and feel good. Lack of physical activity can lead to sluggish circulation and low energy levels. Fix it. Aim for at least 30 minutes of movement a day, whether that's a workout, yoga, or even just a brisk walk. Regular exercise increases oxygen flow and releases endorphins, which help keep your energy levels up. When to see your doctor? If you've made lifestyle changes and still feel exhausted for weeks on end, it's worth checking in with your doctor. Persistent fatigue could be a sign of an underlying condition like thyroid issues, sleep apnea, or chronic fatigue syndrome. Blood tests can help rule out deficiencies or other medical concerns. The takeaway: feeling tired all the time isn't something you have to accept as normal. While Ontario winters don't do us any favors, small but effective changes, like getting more sunlight, optimizing your sleep, staying hydrated, and watching your caffeine intake, can make a big difference. Give these tweaks a try, and you should be back to feeling like your energized self in no time. About the author. Alicia is a journalist and editor in digital and print media specializing in health, nutrition, fitness, and wellness. She was previously the editorial director of Clean Eating and Vegetarian Times. Her work has also appeared in Home Health, The Edge, Yoga Journal, Women's Running, and Oxygen, among others. In addition to being a content creator, she's an ISA-certified nutritionist, certified personal trainer, and fitness studio owner in Toronto. Alicia loves spreading the word about helpful, science-backed health information, and she can be contacted via her website at aliciamtyler.com.